ABC suspends Terry Moran after post calling Trump advisor Stephen Miller a world-class hater. By Amy Furr on June 8, 2025. ABC News's senior national correspondent Terry Moran is taking heat for a social media post smearing White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. Update: ABC News announced Sunday that Moran has been suspended. The company said in a release. ABC News stands for objectivity and impartiality in its news coverage and does not condone subjective personal attacks on others. The post does not reflect the views of ABC News and violated our standards. As a result, Terry Moran has been suspended pending further evaluation. Moran's lengthy post also criticized President Donald Trump, the New York Post reported Sunday. The thing about Stephen Miller is not that he is the brains behind Trumpism. Yes, he is one of the people who conceptualizes the impulses of the Trumpist movement and translates them into policy. But that's not what's interesting about Miller, Moran said. It's not brains. It's bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him because you can see that his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Trump is a world-class hater. But his hatred only a means to an end, and that end is his own glorification. That's his spiritual nourishment. The Post article said Moran has since deleted the post on X, however. Vice President J.D. Vance shared a screenshot of it and responded to Moran's statements. An ABC journalist at Terry Moran posted this absolutely vile smear of Stephen Miller. It's dripping with hatred. Remember that every time you watch ABC's coverage of the Trump administration, Vance wrote. The vice president then shared his personal experiences with Miller and said the network owes Miller an apology. As it happens, I know Stephen quite well. And he's motivated by love of country. He's motivated by a fear that people like Terry Moran make rules that normal Americans have to follow, but well-connected people don't. It's why he fought so hard to get President Trump elected and why he works so hard to implement the agenda. ABC should apologize to Stephen. What Terry posted is disgraceful, Vance stated. Miller on Sunday also responded to Moran's post, saying he revealed who he truly is in his message. The most important fact about Terry's full public meltdown is what it shows about the corporate press in America. For decades, the privileged anchors and reporters narrating and gatekeeping our society have been radicals adopting a journalist's pose. Terry pulled off his mask, he stated. The Trump advisor is no stranger to going head-to-head with the media. During a press briefing at the White House in May, Miller lambasted the White House press corps for their coverage of an MS-13 gang member and terrorist, per Breitbart News. It is a sad reflection on the state of our media, and many of the outlets represented in this room, that you obsessively try and shill for this MS-13 terrorist when no coverage occurred in your papers about any of the Americans that were raped and tortured and murdered by the illegals that Biden was importing into our country, he stated. Days after the briefing, British actor John Cleese suggested in a later deleted social media post that Miller be suspended by his neck over comments made about habeas corpus, according to Breitbart News. It is important to note that in 2021, Moran compared Trump's control over the Republican Party to a Caesar in a Fuhrer, Breitbart News reported at the time. Click here to read more of the outlet's articles on Miller.